is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. How magnificent to be with you again, my friends, here at Bible Home Church. I want to tell you how much we appreciate your love gifts to Bible Home Church. Without you, we would not be on the air preaching the Word of God. Now, let's move into some beautiful music here. You know, we have the Hardin Trio, and their album is Repent America. And they have a song that, oh, you're going to recognize it. America the Beautiful. It's an old hymn, I know. You've heard it 1,000 times. Here comes 1,001. And I think you're going to enjoy it. The Hardin Trio. This is Sister Joy, Sister Charity, and Sister Jessica. And Joy's also playing the keyboard. America the Beautiful. I'll be right back afterwards.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited
in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4 discussed and explained the mystery of the parable of the seed. He began by saying the sower soweth the word, and unfortunately some of the seed where it is sown, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in people's hearts. And some seed, he says, is sown on stony ground. And when these people have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, but they have no root in themselves, and they endure but for a short time afterward, Christ said. And when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And that's where we ended last week. I want to go over a little bit more that stony ground, the seed that falls on stony ground. And these people who appear to be so happy and exceedingly glad that they've heard the word of God, and you say, oh, another Christian is born, they're going to go out and do great things for Christ, I've seen them in the church, but there's no root in them, and they endure but for a short time. Then suddenly affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake, and immediately they are offended by the word of God. That's not that they hate and despise the word of God. It's just that they want to run away from it. Let me explain to you, my friends. When you truly accept the word of God, not what man teaches, not what false teachers and churches preach, but the true word of God, I can tell you right now, things are going to get hot for you. The trouble will begin. And many Christians are not willing to turn things over to God. Now, this is a lesson I learned pretty quickly. I learned right away I couldn't handle all the things that came at me. I remember one time, I don't want to start crying, but I remember that time in my ministry and work, especially when I first got into full-time ministry. I'd been a very confident Air Force officer and then owned my own company called Technology Trends, and then I entered full-time ministry, and I thought everything was just going to be great. Oh my, I was a full-time worker for Christ, and there was nothing but success. And then suddenly I had great persecution and affliction come upon me, like I had never seen before in my life. And you know, I began to whine and to grumble and complain to God. And I really felt hurt about it. And I asked God, I said, God, why did you choose me for this work? I'm not able to do it. I don't have the money to do it. I don't have the ability to do it. And it seems like the whole world is against me. I'm just carrying this great stone on my shoulders, I told God, and I can't take it anymore. Why didn't you choose somebody for this work that was rich and famous or had the capability better than me? Why me, Lord? You know I can't handle this. Oh, I was just whining and moaning. Almost embarrassing now to even tell you about it, my friends. And God spoke to me just as clearly as my wife does when she's 3 feet away sitting in a chair next to me. God said, I chose you because I knew you would do it. Now that statement from God changed my life. You see, God had sown the seed and he'd given me a job to do, some work to do. He gives it to you too in his kingdom. And immediately affliction and persecution came my way and I didn't think I could handle it. And I began to look elsewhere other than upward. Oh, now that's when my troubles began, really. But immediately I turned to God and said, God, help me out here, please. I can't handle this alone. I'm just a meek person. I don't have the strength. I don't have the financial resources. I don't have the support. I don't have any big church groups helping me. I don't have any denominations. What am I going to do? I can't do these things. You're calling me to do great things. You're calling me to move mountains, and I can't even adjust little stones in front of me. And I asked God, why did you even call me to this ministry? In my despair, I asked him. And God said, I chose you, Tex Mars, because I knew you would do it. Now, let me tell you why it changed my life. Because I knew then that all God wanted me to do was say, yes, Lord. Yes, I will. Yes, I can with your help. Where do you want me to go, Lord? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to say it? Who do you want me to confront? Who do you want me to embrace? What do I do today? And now, my friends, every day I wake up and I say, well, God, what adventure are you going to take me on today? And I look in the mirror and I smile. I don't whine and grumble anymore. I don't care what God puts me into that day. He can put me into the lion's den. He can put me into a vat of corrosive chemicals. He can throw me in a dank, dark jail cell. It doesn't matter what God does. I just say, Lord, what do I do now? I'm ready to go. I'm willing to do it. I'm here. Call on me. The Old Testament prophet said, "Here am I. Send me, Lord." The Lord had asked, "Who can we send?" He said, "Here I am. Send me." If you will simply listen to this very carefully, your life will be changed. Are you, my good friend, willing to say, "Yes, Lord? What would you like me to do today, Lord? Where are we going to go today, Lord? I know I can do it, Lord. I can get through it today with you, Lord." If you're willing to do that, God will take you places you've never been. He'll take you up on the mountain, down in the valley, over the rivers and the dales, and you'll have an adventure every day of your life. That's up to you. Or else you'll be like the seed that was sown on stony ground. You receive the word with gladness, but you don't have any root in you. And then bad times come. You find out the world doesn't much like you. They're intolerant. They're politically correct, and you're not. And the good times don't roll. Maybe you believed in the prosperity gospel, and suddenly you're poor. Maybe you just come to know Jesus, and you've got a good job, beautiful home. You wear lovely clothes, you drive a Mercedes or a Lexus, and the next thing you know, you don't have a thing. You say, "Well, God, did you do this to me?" Affliction or persecution ariseth. People accept Jesus Christ. They go to work and they tell their co-workers, "I've accepted Jesus." Immediately people begin to persecute them, play practical jokes on them, make fun of them. Their bosses begin to give them dirty work assignments. And some Christians say, "Well, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I can't take this. This is hard." Christ here says that really what the truth about it is, they're offended by the word of God. And Jesus said something very amazing in his word. He says, "Woe to those who find offense in my word." Anyway, Jesus said not too many rich people were going to get to heaven anyway, didn't he? So when these people come to tell you, they'll even tell you, "Well, golly, you're not as prosperous as you should be. Obviously, you must not be in God's will." I've had men and women come to me and say, "Surely I have sin in my life. I'm not as prosperous as my neighbors. I'm not doing as well as my neighbors. I've prayed over and over. I just don't know what sin I've got in my life, Brother Tex." I look at them like they're stupid. "What makes you think you've got sin in your life?" "Well, because my husband lost his job. Or we've got so many bills I can't handle them. God's not blessing me." And you know, sometimes I just want to scream. I say, "Well, sister, do you have a beautiful child there?" "Oh, yes, I have a beautiful child." "How's your health been?" "Oh, it's been just fine." "How's your husband's health?" "Just fine." "You love your husband?" "Yes, I do." "Does he love you?" "Yes, he loves me." "And you both believe in Jesus? Do you go to church?" "Yes." "And you sit here in front of me and say you don't have any blessings from God?" Is that what you're saying? You know, Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. You want to be rich, you got a big burden. Well, listen to the next one. "And these are they," it says in verse 18, "which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." I want you to think about that, my friends. The word is sown among thorns. People hear the word, but then the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, the things of this world, enter in and choke the word. You know, a lot of people, they hear the word of God, they accept Christ, but then, you know, they're just too busy for God. I mean, they got so many things to do. These soccer moms, I mean, they've got to bring their children here and there and here and there. They got to drive their SUV across town to this meeting and that meeting. and they work and their husband works, and then they've got TV programs to watch, and you know, the Academy Awards are coming up and they got to watch that on TV, and there's a new HBO special, and then of course their little boy wants to take karate lessons, and the other girl, she wants to be a cheerleader, and then they're too busy. And then the husband's working 16 hours a week because he says, I want to get rich. Let's retire at age 50. I can do it if I get rich. Some think that you can actually go to church and that'll make you rich. There's a church right here in Austin, Texas. I believe they're probably across the United States now. Saw a bumper sticker as I was pulling up behind a car. It said, money cometh. Sort of like a King James version of a lie. Money cometh. And underneath they had the name of the church. House of the Lord Church, Austin, Texas. Money cometh. What was their message? Come to our church and money will come to you. Well, maybe you don't want money come to you. Then it'll be harder for you to get to heaven. You say, well, Tex, wow, are you kidding me? That's what Jesus said. The cares of this world, sensual, carnal, materialistic. Can't really think about reading the Bible or praying, hey, the Super Bowl, my favorite teams are going to be playing this week. Hey, I've got a new music album I got to go get. Got some friends coming over for a barbecue. We're going to go out swimming and boating today, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have anything against any of these pleasures, my friend. I'm just trying to ask you where your priorities are. The cares of this world, a lot of people, they have family problems. They got to care for their family. I want you to consider these words. The deceitfulness of riches. Does it say here the magnificence of riches? The wonderful nature of riches? The pleasure-giving qualities of riches? No. The deceitfulness of riches are what choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. There are millions of Christians sitting in pews today in churches and the word of God has been choked and is unfruitful. Can't exist because it's among thorns. Oh, for the rose that rises above the thorns. Well, next week we're going to talk about those seeds that are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit and multiply. This is Pastor Tex Mars. You've been listening to Bible Home Church. Hope you'll tune in again next week. And until then, may God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.